You're listening to the Direction for Life podcast. We pray this episode blesses you. We'd love to connect with you. Visit us at rdci.info or on Facebook at Right Direction Church International. Also, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at TheRDCI. We hope you enjoy this broadcast.
You got to sow into something bigger and beyond where you are. You sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. You're going to sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. Verse 7, he said, so with that understanding of the principle, understanding this principle, verse 7, so let each one, as he purposes in his heart, and he says it again, not grudgingly or necessity, for God loves a what kind of giver? God loves, now I want to let you know, I love all kind of givers. I love all kind of fearful, tearful, mad, glad. I will take your mad money that you threw at the altar and pay off everything we need to do for this new sanctuary. And I don't care nothing about you being mad. Other than the fact that you probably ain't going to do it again, but we'll receive it that time. But God said, in order for me to bless you, you need to get your attitude right. Look to your neighbor and say, get your attitude right. Get your attitude right. Y'all know some of us had parents who care for our feelings, and some of us parents didn't care nothing about your feelings. Okay? You know, because I was the kind of parent I cared sometimes about my kids' feelings. You know? Tyler, come out here and help me wash the car. Oh, Dad. Never mind. Just go on. I'll do it myself. Like they're going to feel guilty, like, wow, good. They don't care. Caring about their feelings. But some parents say, I don't care whether you better get your attitude together. Be mad, you're going to wash that car. But God says, I care about your feelings. When you give, I want you to give with the right attitude. God loves, he embraces, he cherishes, and because of that, he blesses the cheerful giver. Verse 8, and a lot of people start with verse 8 alone. You can't start with verse 8 alone. And means it's connected to something. And because you give generously, and because you give with the right attitude, now God is able. Now you untie God's hands. You let God do what he wants to do in your life. You let God's promises come to your life in abundance. And now God is able to do what he wants to do in your life. He's able to make all grace abound towards you that you always have. Come on. Somebody say, I'm always going to have. Come on, say it again. I'll never be broke another day in my life because I always have. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Brother Hill, I learned that from your pastor many years ago. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Watch it. As long as I got seed in the ground, something going to come up. I said, as long as I got seed in the ground, something going to come up. God's able to make all grace. All grace. We amplify that every earthly blessing come to you in abundance, that you always have sufficiency. Sufficiency means, I'm just going over real quick. We're going to break it down as we go forward. That means everything you need. That confession that we make is based upon this scripture. We will have what we need when we need it. No stress, no strain, no struggle. Why? Because as long as we keep seed in the ground, we're going to have sufficiency in all things. We'll have what we need when we need it. The devil tries to get you stressing about what's going to happen 10 years from now, how you're going to be when you're 80. I ain't 80. I will have what I need when I need it. Glory to God. Brother Ron, we ain't got nothing to worry about. I mean, in another 10 years, our children are going to have so much money, they're going to say, whatever y'all doing, stop doing it. We're going to take care of y'all. You don't know how God going to bless you. God said, make all grace that you always have all sufficient in all things, that you may have an abundance. Have an abundance. Everybody say abundance. An abundance means not just enough. Abundance means what? More than enough. I want you to understand, God's a God of abundance. God doesn't want you struggling. God is a God of abundance. Oh, come on, I need you to wrap your head around that. Wrap your brain around that. Let that be your confession. I'm supposed to have abundance. Don't let folks make you feel guilty by having abundance. It was some commercial or something. It was CBS streaming. Last Saturday, I turned it on, and they were talking about trucks in America, how trucks are just taking over in America. And they would show all the things that when they advertise trucks, they show you all the things trucks can do that you would never do. Pulling rocks, one truck pulling three trucks, truck riding on the side of a mountain. All the kind of stuff we ain't never gonna be doing without truck. Even if they tell you a truck can do it, you're like, not my truck. Okay, but they show you that, and they showed this woman in this big truck, and the reporter asked her, he said, do you need a truck like this? She said, it ain't about need. It's like she would listen to one of my sermons. She said, this is not about need. It's about what I want and what I deserve. She said, and I deserve this truck. See, something you got to realize, you deserve because you're a child of God. Folks don't have to like it. You deserve it because you're God's child. And since God got everything that there is to have, he can spend it any way he wants to. And God wants to spend his money on you. I never said that before. I said, God wants to spend his money on you. He said, all the gold is mine. All the silver is mine. He wants to spend it on you. That you may have an abundance for every good work. Verse 9. Now he's quoting principle again. He has dispersed abroad. He gave them to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. He said, so understanding this as you're preparing to give, verse 10, now I'm speaking a blessing upon you, that may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for your food. Don't get your seed and your bread mixed up. Every time God gives you something, the seed is in itself. Make sure you take the seed out and sow it so it can be reproduced. If you eat it, if you eat everything, including the seed, you're not going to have reproduction. You got to get the seed out. The seed is in itself. With every dollar, there's a seed in it. Every time God bless you with a lump sum, there's a seed in it. And it may be beyond the tithe. So when God bless you, God, how much of this is supposed to be seed? Ask God the question. He said, because he supplies your seed to the sower and bread for your food, and he'll supply and multiply your seed sown. I'm going to keep elaborating because I want to talk about these things. He's going to multiply your seed sown. God can only multiply seed sown. God can't multiply seed hoarded. God only multiplies seed sown. God can't even multiply seed saved. God multiplies seed sown. Now, the stock market may or may not multiply your seed saved. And a money market account that now is, wow, 3%. I mean, things are going up now because interest rates are going up. That can multiply through the natural system. But God supernaturally can only multiply seed sown. I need y'all to catch that, because I'm a saver too. I'm a saver and I'm an investor. But God can only multiply seed sown. So you can be saving it and investing it. And God said, if you really want me to multiply this, you need to sow it. That's not everybody in every situation, but what I'm saying, you need to be open to what God is telling you to do with what you have. Are y'all listening to me? This whole ministry started with $5,000 that we was holding out to buy our first house. And God told me to sow it. And you're the byproduct. You're the harvest. This church is the harvest. That building over there is the harvest of a $5,000 seed that we decided to stop saving and to sow it. Multiply the seeds you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving to us through God. So let me just take a couple minutes and start breaking down some of these in more detail. It's in your seed. Everybody say it's in your seed. So based upon the scripture that we've just read there from 2 Corinthians 9, 5 through 11, several things we see in your seed. I can't get to them all. I'll get to a couple of them. Number one, we see the quantity of your harvest is in your seed. Put verse 6 up for me, if you would. I brought my Bible in case y'all just won't be quick enough. Christian shade. Yeah. But I say, he who sows sparingly will reap how? Sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap. So the quantity of your harvest is in your seed. Don't be shocked if you don't get big harvest and you've never sown big seed. Don't be shocked if you only have little harvest, if you only sow little seed. The quantity of your harvest. You determine the quantity of your harvest. Some of the stuff we're praying for, you need to be sowing for. Y'all don't like that. Some things you're praying for, you need to be sowing for. You determine the quantity of your harvest. Second thing, it's in your seed. Your attitude is in your seed. Your attitude is in your seed. Verse 7, every man, let each one of you as he purposes in his heart, but he said, I'm telling you, you shouldn't be doing it grudgingly or of necessity. Necessity implies a couple of things. Necessity, I have to. If I'm going to be a member in good standing, if pastor's going to look at me, good. I came out of church. We used to have coming up in Full Gospel, we had our annual family and friends day. We didn't know them by super seed apps. But that was the day we supposed to give our big on the annual family and friends day. And they used to read the names. Now, I'm in high school, I'm in college, but I'm a minister. So you understand, that didn't matter, you're a minister. With these titles come money in these churches. You see, some of y'all, see, all these folks want these titles. When you understand that title mean that you're supposed to give another 1,000, you're like, nah, the Lord didn't call me to do that. But with all these titles came another level, okay? I was in Church of God in Christ. From a Church of God in Christ, you come to go to a special meeting. I want all the bishops to give us 1,000. All the presiding elders give us 500. So the higher your title, the more money you expect to give. And so on Family and Friends Day, they would read, brother and sister so-and-so, $1,000. Brother and sister so-and-so, $500. Brother and sister so-and-so, $3,000. Minister Herbert Bailey, $25. So I remember holding out my offerings. Y'all don't do that up in this church. I'ma hold my offerings till Family and Friends Day. So on Family and Friends Day, I have more to give, and my name has a larger number by it. See, that's giving out of necessity. That's giving out of compulsion. That's giving out of, they're going to shame me if I don't give. God said that can't be the motive for your giving. Put that scripture back in verse 7. Okay. So he says, don't do it of necessity, for God loves what kind of giver? A cheerful. And the amplifier of that verse said, God takes pleasure in prizes above other things and is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver. Everybody say, Lord, help me to be joyful. And prompt to do it. God, so your attitude is in your seed. Thirdly, I want you to see verse 8. Abounding grace is in your seed, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance of every good, an abundance for every good work. The Amplified said that you be able to give to every charitable donation, that you be able to give whenever you want to give, to whomever you want to. If I don't give, it's because I'm not feeling led to give to that. If I don't give, it's because the Lord's not telling me to do that. It's not because I don't have. Come on now. That's the position God wants you to be in, that you always have. Say it with me. Say, I will always have to give to whatever I want to give to and whatever God tells me to give to. That's abounding grace. abounding grace that you never lack. Abounding grace, you always have more than enough. Abounding grace, there's more where that came from. Abounding grace, I don't run out. Abounding grace, I don't lack. I have abounding grace on my life, and my abounding grace is connected to my seed. Glory to God. The fourth thing that's in your seed, folks, was abounding grace, but the fourth thing, all sufficient grace is in your seed. God's able to cause all grace to abound towards you, that you have all sufficiency. Everybody say all sufficiency. I want them to say all sufficiency is not just talking about money. All sufficient, whatever I need to get your job done. So you can have the money and not have the favor. But your favor is in your seed. Because you need favor to get this done. You can have all the money and they don't want to sell it to you. I'd rather take a loss and sell it to somebody else before I sell it to you. But when you get that sufficient grace, they want to sell it to you. And people say, "Sell it." I don't even know why. Somebody came and offered me more money, but something, the house we live in right now, come on, we had sufficient grace. I already could not believe that in one year, houses had changed that much. Last couple years ago, I mean, housing, oh my goodness. And I was already mad. But this house came back around. The Lord said, "That was our house." I said, "I don't want it now, God." No. Lord said, "No, that's your house." And they said, "This is the price." The owner said he's not moving. He already has somebody else willing to pay him cash, willing to pay her cash at that price. I said, "I ain't paying cash, but that ain't going to be the price." Now, God, I declare my seed starts working for me. And I think they said something like, put your offer in writing and tell us your story or something like that. And we told them a little bit of story, told them what happened. And then by the end of it, the owner said, because we had made an offer on this house the year prior, the same house. And it was a contingency offer. Contingency means we had to sell our house, current house, to get that house. This time we come around, we weren't doing a contingency. So she said, even though it's less, I want you to have this house because I want your story to end well. No, what she didn't realize she was saying, I want this to be part of your testimony. There are things God will bless you with just so it can be part of your testimony. That's why sometimes when I pray, I don't just end my prayer with "in Jesus' name." I remind God, I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to tell everybody, Lord, nobody did this but you. You're going to get all the glory, all the honor. Oh, I'm going to let everybody know I ain't that smart. I ain't that good looking. This is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in my eyes. God, you won't get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Glory to God. All sufficient grace. And God wants to bless you through your seed that you have everything you need for every aspect of your life. This is bigger than money. This is for your favor. This is for your peace. This is for things coming together. This is for your future. This is to eradicate things from your past. This is for God to handle your past, your present, and your future. There's sufficient grace. There's abounding grace for everything you need when you need it. Oh, my time's up. Stand up. Look, James says, in your seed. And so the devil will try to rob your seed because he recognizes everything is in your seed. It's not just the building for us that's in your seed. It's your life. And I found this. I wish more people understood this. But God blesses his people based upon them connecting to vision. A lot of people don't have that revelation. God raises up a man, a woman in the earth, tells them, "I want you to do this." And then he says, "I'm going to give you help to get it done." And for all those that help you do it, I'm going to bless their lives. Come on. I got that revelation. So many people miss out on that. And the devil and the world will try to keep you from connecting with vision because it's going to limit your life. I'm sure I'm going to talk about it in the series. Remember, Elijah didn't need that woman. Tell her, make me some bread. He didn't. God was already taking care of him. He was feeding him from the brook. He had ravens. God could take good care of him. He came down there because that woman needed to get connected to him. And her getting connected to him was going to change her life. Don't let the devil rob that revelation from you. Glory to God. Come on, lift your hand to the Lord. Father, I thank you for everyone in this ministry and everyone connected to us and everyone hearing this word today. Thank you that the seed that they have sown today, we got more revelation about what we can expect from it. I declare in the name of Jesus, because we are generous givers, give with the right attitude, because we desire, Father, to expand the kingdom of God, you're causing abundance of grace to be manifest in their lives. You're causing them to have all sufficiency in everything that they need. God, somebody don't need money right now, but they want you to heal a loved one. We declare that the need will be met through the seed in the name of Jesus. Your word says, Father, that because of the seed of the righteous, that you will even deliver the one who wasn't innocent. So I declare in the name of Jesus, somebody needing favor for their child. And that we don't know all the details, but God, they don't want them to go to jail. But God, I declare in the name of Jesus, you give them favor in judicial matters, in legal matters, in the name of Jesus. Give them favor in educational matters. Give them favor in financial matters. Give them favor regarding medical situations, in the name of Jesus. All grace is released in this place today to cause us to abound for everything we need, in the name of Jesus. We'll have what we need when we need it. We have faith in you. We have faith in your principles, and we have faith in our seed. So thank you, Lord God, right now, regardless of what we see, our seed's working for us. Hallelujah. Our seed is working for us. Our seed is working for us. So our children will be blessed because of our seed. Our grandchildren will be blessed because of our seed. Our parents will be blessed because of our seed. Our businesses will be blessed because of our seed. Our employers will be blessed because of our seed. We believe you, and we call it done in Jesus' name.
If you love our podcast and the impartation you gain from it, we encourage you to become an iChurch member. As an iChurch member, you'll get access to exclusive digital content, as well as an online community and various small group sessions. To find out more, visit rdci.info/iChurch. Connect with us for digital impartation weekly. Join Bishop Herbert and Dr. Marsha Bailey on Clubhouse for Marriage, Faith, and Family Inside Kingdom Business Network on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/RDCITV. We stream live services on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as well as Wednesday at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ladies, join us for Manifest on Fridays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time.